This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Maisus, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hakoivesh, food that has been pickled. Hashoylech, food that has been cooked. Hamoylech, food that has been salted in large amounts. Chayev, all becomes obligated in tithes. Hamechamein bo'adama, potter. If it was buried underground to ripen, it remains exempt. Hametabel basader, potter. If it was dipped in salt and eaten one by one, it is exempt. Hapotzea zesim, sheyetze mehem hasraf, potter. Olives crushed to squeeze out their bitter taste are exempt. Haseichet zesim al besaray, potter. If their oil is squeezed onto skin as a lotion, they are exempt. Im sochat v'noslan toich yodoy, chayav. If he squeezes into the palm of his hand, the oil becomes obligated. Hamekape latavshil, potter. Grape juice becomes obligated in tithing from when the pits and peels float to the top of the wine pit. So the Mishnah says if he pours grape juice into cold soup, then even after the pits and peels float to the top, it is still exempt. Lakadei rechayev, mipnei shehu kibor katan. If he pours it into an empty pot, it becomes obligated when the pits and peels float to the top, since an empty pot is like a small wine pit. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph.
Masechtas Maisus, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Tinoikos shetamnu te'enim la'shabes v'shachachai le'isaron lo yoichlu l'maita Shabbos ad she'asru. Shabbos food may not be eaten even in small amounts without tithing. So the Mishnah says if children bury figs to save them for Shabbos but forgot to tithe them, then they may not eat them even on Maitre Shabbos until they tithe. Kalkolas Shabbos, if food was set aside in a basket, especially for Shabbos, and then one decides to eat it before Shabbos, Beishamai Paitrin uBeis Hillel Mechayvin. Beishamai said that it is exempt from tithes. Beis Hillel said it is obligated. Reb Yehuda Omer, af haloiket es hakalkolo leshloyach lechaveroi lo yoichel ad sheyaser. Reb Yehuda said that even if a person picks a basket of fruit to send to his friend as a special show of honor, it may not be eaten before it is tithed. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis.
Masechtas Maaseros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Hanoitel zeisim min hamaaton, toivel echad echad bamelech v'oichel. If a person takes olives from the place where they are kept to soften, he may dip them in salt and eat them one by one. Im molach v'nosan lefonov chayov. If he salted two together, they must be tithed. Reb Eliezer Omer, min hamaton hatohor chayiv. Umin hatome potter mepneshu machzer es hamoiser. Reb Eliezer said that if a tame person took them from a tahor pile of olives, they must be tithed before they are eaten, since he will not put them back. If he took them from a tame pile, he need not tithe them, since he will return whatever he does not eat. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel.
Masechtas Maaseros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Shoisim al hagas. One may drink grape juice inside the wine pressing pit without tithing. Bein al hachamin, bein al hatzoinin, potter. Whether he mixes it with warm or cold water. Divrei Remeir, this is according to Remeir. Reb Eliezer, Bereb Tzodik, Mechayev. Reb Eliezer Reb Tzadik said it must be tithed, since he might come to drink it outside the pit, where it becomes obligated. V'chachomim oimrim al hachamon chayiv, v'al hatzoinen poter. The Chachomim said that when mixed with warm water, it must be tithed, since he will not pour it back into the pit, because he doesn't want the warm water to spoil the wine. But with cold water, it need not be tithed. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Ham Kalef Se'orim, Mekalef Achas Achas Ve'oichel. One may peel barley seeds and eat them one by one without tithing. V'im kilef v'nosan l'toich yodoy chayiv. If he gathers even three in his hand, he must tithe before eating. Hamoylel melilois shel chitim menape miad liad v'oichel. One may rub the peels off of roasted wheat kernels and then blow off the peels to eat them by the handful. If he collects them in the folds of his clothing, he must tithe before eating. Kuzbar shezro lezera yerka pater. If coriander is planted in order to use its seed for replanting, then its leaves are exempt from tithes. Zira liyarok asres zera viyarok. If it is planted to eat the leaves, then both the seeds and the leaves must be tithed. Reb Eliezer Oimer hasheves misaseres zera viyarok vizirin. Reb Eliezer said that the seeds, the leaves, and stalks of dill must be tithed. V'chachomim oimim, einoi misaser zera viyarok ela hashichalayim v'agargir belvod. The Chachomim said that only for shichalayim, which is a kind of cress, and gargir, which is a kind of spice, must the seeds and leaves be tithed, even if his intent was just for the seeds. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, Tamores shel tilton, the leaves of fenugreek, v'shel chardel, mustard, v'shel pul halovon, and white beans, chayovos b'maiser, must be tithed. Reb Eliezer Oimer, hatzlaf misaser tamaros. Reb Eliezer said that the caper bush's leaves, the avionis and the caper bush's fruits, the kafris and the caper bush's peels, must all be tithed. Reb Akiva Oimer, ein misaser ela avionis mipnei shehin peri. Reb Akiva said that only the fruit must be tithed. That's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.